The 1st of February, how does that date make you feel? Perhaps you're going strong with your New Year's goals, or perhaps you've gotten busy and lost your focus. Either way, there is no rule that you can only make a new start on the 1st of January. 1st of February or any date of the year is a great day for a new start. My mission is to help busy moms find meaningful work-from-home opportunities while focusing on faith and family. Today, we are going to talk about scripture writing. My oldest son will turn 17 next month. However, I still remember the days when I had 5 children under 6 years old and how exhausting and lonely those days were. The funny thing is, I would give almost anything to go back to those days of precious babies and chubby toddlers. However, I remember there was barely time to shower, much less sit down and have personal devotions. I was sleep deprived, and getting up early was filled with feedings and diaper changes. Now that my children are almost all teenagers, I can get up early by choice and spend much more time with the Lord first thing in the morning. A friend of mine introduced me to scripture writing a few years ago, but I wish I would have known about it back in those busy baby days. It is a quick way to connect with God, even for the busiest moms. However, whether you're a mom of babies or growing children or anything in between, scripture writing is a devotional method that is for anyone who is short of time but wants to still focus on their faith. Today, we're going to talk all about scripture writing, and I have a free download for you to get started. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Today, we are going to talk about the basics of scripture writing, how it will help you focus on your faith while you're busy building your work from home business and being a mom. And I will even talk to you about how you can help your children build this invaluable habit that will serve them throughout their lives. So let's learn about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of scripture writing while focusing on your faith and family. So first, who should write scripture? Of course, everyone and anyone should develop a scripture writing habit. However, you are a busy mom who has a busy schedule and time constraints. Your limited time and hectic schedule can cause you to skip daily devotion time with God. Personally, if I wake up late or I do not make the time to spend with the Lord a priority, my whole day usually suffers. I'm not patient with my children. I can easily fall into stinking thinking attitudes. I can even fall into a victim mentality. Why me? Why do I have to make another meal? Do I have to do another load of laundry? When I take the time to write even one verse and thank the Lord for all his blessings on me, it helps me to have the right attitude towards my family and other people that I encounter throughout the day. Number two, what is scripture writing? Scripture writing is simply the practice of daily writing one Bible verse or a portion of verses to connect with God and build a devotional habit. As a busy mom, it is so easy to skip reading your Bible, praying, and connecting with the Lord. There are seasons of motherhood, as I mentioned in the introduction, that you are barely keeping your head above the water. However, a simple scripture writing habit keeps you grounded in the Word. Think of it as your life raft that keeps you afloat during these busy seasons. Writing verses helps you to take a few moments to concentrate on a verse and to meditate on it as you write it. When should you do your scripture writing? The ideal time is to add it to a morning routine to start your day out with a positive and spiritual focus. Psalm 63, 1 and 2 say, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. I encourage you to read this whole psalm when you get a chance. It is a song of praise. Of course, if your schedule doesn't allow you to do your scripture writing first thing in the morning, any time of day is a good time to do it. However, incorporating scripture writing into a busy morning creates a calm and purposeful beginning to a day and prepares you for whatever the day will bring. Number four, where to write scripture. Perhaps you already have a journal where you write your devotional thoughts. You can write a verse in a journal, a notebook, or on an index card. We will talk more about why index cards in a bit. My recommendation is not to get hung up on this and to try to do it perfectly. I know that I can paralyze myself with perfectionism. I want to have a pretty journal, and I want my handwriting to be perfect, and I want it to be perfectly organized. Don't be like me. Just write it down. You are developing a habit, and it may be messy at the beginning. I am actually working with a creative Chloe friend of mine to develop a devotional journal that is dedicated not only to scripture writing habit, but also a gratitude and prayer habit. Stay tuned for further details on this journal. For now, just do it. Don't get hung up on perfectionism. Let's also talk about where physically you should be to do your scripture writing. Again, do not get hung up on this. I have a dream of having a prayer closet with a comfy chair and a side table with my Bible, journals, and study books. This closet would have a warm blanket and a footstool along with a hot cup of coffee. Well, in this season of life, I sit at the kitchen table with my Bible, journal, and coffee. All of my closets are full of our belongings and our children's belongings. And I am not complaining about this because I know someday, before I'm ready, the children and their belongings will be gone. So I'm content to not have a dedicated prayer closet in this season, but to just sit at the kitchen table. Number five. Why write scripture? If you're a Christian, why we write scripture may be obvious, but it's always good to be reminded. Building a devotional habit will deepen your connection with God. Reading His Word is our instruction book for life. God's Word has an impact on our mental well-being and cultivates a positive mindset. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Again, I want to encourage you when you have a chance to read all of Psalm 119. It is the longest psalm, and it is all about God's word and the impact that it has on our lives. If you are a Christian who has never developed a devotional habit, or you've gotten out of the habit, scripture writing is such a simple and easy way to develop a habit or to get back into one. As you go through the month, you will yearn to read more and to connect with God on a deeper level because you will discover the treasures that are hidden within His Word. How to scripture write? Since we have been learning about the ways to earn money from home by following a roadmap, I have developed a PDF with 30 verses called Follow the Way. These 30 verses are about following God's path or following God's way. Each day, you will write the verse that corresponds with that day. For example, on day one, you will write Joshua 1:8. That says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." This is probably the longest verse for the month. Most of the verses are much shorter. You can choose to write your verse in your journal or a notebook. I also mentioned writing it on a 3x5 index card. Sometimes I write them on these cards and set them in the windowsill above my kitchen sink. That way I can read them while I'm washing dishes and meditate on the truths of God's word. If you have time, I encourage you to pray and meditate on your daily verse. I have developed an accountability challenge that will help you easily develop this habit. This is a 30-day challenge for February, and yes, I know it's a leap year and there's only 29 days in this month, but if you are starting this in a different month, you will have 30 verses. Anyway, for the month of February, write down the verse based on the Follow the Way PDF that I will provide you. There is also a second page called the Challenge page, where you can track your progress. At the end of each week, take a photo of your progress and post it in our Facebook group. If you post a picture each Friday, you will receive a free digital download at the end of the month. So here are the steps to success. Number one, download the scripture writing sheet and challenge sheet. The link will be in the show notes. Number two, join the Facebook group for further instructions, encouragement, and accountability. Number three, start writing your daily verse each day of February. Number four, post a picture of your progress in the Facebook group on February 9th, 16th, 23rd, and finally on March 1st. I will be putting reminder posts in the Facebook group so you don't need to remember those dates. After March 1st, I will email you the free digital download that will further encourage you to walk with the Lord. So head over to the show notes and click on the link to download the PDF. If you have any questions, you can also email hello@amyjarthur.com or visit my website, amyjarthur.com. I also mentioned that this is a good habit to help your children develop. Again, you can just follow the same steps. If you homeschool your children, you could make this the first thing that you do in your homeschool day. Or you can do it during family devotions if you have those. Either way, helping your children to learn this habit at a young age will set them up for spiritual success throughout their life. Thank you for joining me on this episode where we learned about the power of scripture writing, including the who, what, when, where, why, and how of scripture writing. Scripture writing is an easy way to connect daily with the Lord in this busy season of motherhood. I hope this has encouraged you and that you will give scripture writing a try. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to encourage you to share this episode with a friend who could use some encouragement and perhaps someone you could do the challenge with. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Why not invite a friend to do the challenge with you? It will bless both of you, and you will not only grow closer to the Lord, but your friendship will grow as well. Thanks again for joining me. See you next time. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.